Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you with Dr. Raymond Moody. His new book is called God is Bigger Than the Bible, which we're going to get into in a big way. But he was telling us a story at years ago how he was a little despondent. And Raymond, I'll let you pick it up from there. What happened?
Yeah, well, basically, that was kind of midlife. I think I was 45 or so and had been through a divorce and was living in a new house. And I was just really, really despondent. Maybe, you know, when you're in a state like that, you're not exactly sure what the whole picture of is. But I was, you know, I was just so despondent and hopeless, and yet had learned from my people with near-death experiences who had attempted suicide that that's not the way, you know, that's not going to work. So there I was, just not knowing what to do. And all of a sudden, George, I mean, you know, people with these mystical experiences and so on and encounters with God, they'll tell you, no matter how articulate they are, as you know, they say, I just can't describe it to you. Well, that's the wall I'm up against. But all of a sudden, it was like something from above descended on me. And, you know, the most compassion that you cannot even begin to describe, even if just beyond words, of complete compassion and understanding. Nothing like the judgmental God that, you know, some of the fundamentalists and all want to portray to us, but just complete understanding. And you know, I used to kind of, I heard when religious people would talk about kneeling down to God, I thought, you know, what a, you know, how ridiculous. I mean,
it works. God would, it works.
Yeah, that's right. It would, you know, that it would somehow flatter God, or, you know, trying to get on God's good side by kneeling to flatter him or whatever. But I realized what that was all about is you can't stand up. I mean, I was sitting in a chair, and I just, as soon as the presence of God came over me, I just collapsed to the floor. It's kind of like George Ritchie once told me, he said, it's kind of like, he said, like you're being fiercely hypnotized. And so it was just, and yet there was a darkness to it. I don't mean in any negative sense, but in the positive sense was that even though it was a somebody who knew everything about me, every detail, and yet still there is a mysteriousness to it, the impenetrability, but what you see makes you realize that you, it's a kind of experience where you would happily be in that state forever.
Absolutely.
In the presence of God. But the kind of idea came was, I had had this vision of, in Virginia, a blonde mop of, you know, I saw this woman's blonde mop of hair from behind and in a blue silk dress of a, you know, a very specific blue color. And I immediately was drawn to this person. Well, the sort of thought came that everything was going to be all right. I mean, you know, there's always troubles in life, but that, and I just, this feeling of complete love and compassion, and the idea also that, you know, this life is full of ups and downs and travails, but eventually everything does come out all right. So that sort of shaped me up, and I got back in shape about a year and a couple of months later in September of 1992. I was in Florida, in St. Petersburg, and I was given a program down there. And, you know, as typical as you know, when you travel around, you go to TV studios to be interviewed.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And so it never occurred to me. I got into the car that they had sent, and I went into the studio, and I was sitting all alone in the green room. And this presence swept in. I saw the big mop of blonde hair with that very blue silk dress. And she threw her arms out as though she were declaiming to a throng of thousands. She said, "Well, I've been divorced for 2 years. I don't know if anybody's going to be sexually interested in me again." And, you know, I mean, I immediately picked up that this,
you raised your hand right away, right?
That's right. Like, I mean, this was just a wacky sense of humor. I realized she was just, you know. So immediately there was just this bond with Cheryl, whom you've met. And
that's amazing.
Then about a year later, we got married. So that was, you know, that was my experience with God. And, you know, and subsequently have felt the presence of God on a number of times, and God brought us two wonderful kids who we adopted at birth. Carter is Mexican American by birth. We adopted him in Kerrville, Texas, when he was born, and then Carol Ann, who's now 20, is Blackfeet Native American from Montana.
You saved two lives by doing that, too, my friend.
Well, you know, namely ours. You know, the blessing in an adoption always comes from, you know, we are so blessed to have those two kids. Yeah.
Good for you. Well, there's something there. I mean, I've concluded that there's too much order in this universe, whatever this is. And, you know, we call God under divine creator, intelligent design. We created that name God to explain something we really can't explain. But there's something to it. There's no question in my mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, if somebody asks me, George, do you believe that God exists? I say, no, absolutely not. Because, number one, I, Raymond Moody, am a limited human being. Any belief that I could formulate about God would be bound to be off base in one direction or another. Plus, if you think of that sentence, do you believe that God exists? The emphasis of the sentence falls on the word exist, not on God. Well, I was a professor of logic, as you know, and it would take me about an hour, but I could sit down and explain what the concept of existence means and even show you how to form, you know, like to symbolize it. But when it comes to God, you know, that's breaks out of the category of existence. You can't draw a circle around God and call it existence. The way I look at it, you know God through relationships. What I say is I have a relationship with God. And that's why, and by the way, please, folks listening to this, I am not religious, and I'm not trying to convert you to anything.
But you're spiritual.
And really, I guess.
But I would say you're spiritual, Raymond, because you believe in a higher power.
Yeah. And I just, part of the reason I wrote this book was over the years I've gotten so much flack from people who are fundamentalists and think they know and that they have a monopoly on God. Well, what I want to say in this book is that people who say they're Bible believers and fundamentalist religionists don't have a monopoly on God, and that you can have a full-blown loving relationship with God without ever even having read the Bible. Not that I'm trying to put the Bible down. I mean, you know, it grew from a
right. No, I
culture
get that
I respect, but, you know, it's that I think that people don't need to be afraid that God is going to hold them. It's going to be down on them because they don't know anything about the Bible.
See, this is what confuses me, though. The God of the Bible was pretty violent, too. I mean, you know, he destroyed towns. He created floods that killed societies. I don't think that's the real God.
Me either. You know, I was in forensic psychiatry dealing with mostly paranoid schizophrenic killers or mass murderers or sometimes weird serial killers. But, you know, it's like that kind of vindictiveness you see in the forensic psychiatry. That's kind of what some people project on God, and that God is going to get even with the people who don't believe in the believer's religious ideology, right? The people they always assign to hell are always the people who don't go along with their particular religious preachings. So, but, you know, what I've, you know, experienced of God and what people with near-death experiences tell me about God is the lack of judgment and the complete understanding and the love that comes through. And that's what I've sort of come to see in my own personal relationship with God, and through the people with near-death experiences, that's what they say.
Well, add that to the equation of God, near-death experiences. There is so much incredible wonderment. I mean, the body dies and the soul moves on. Maybe you believe in reincarnation or not, Raymond. I'll get into that in a second with you. But you know, there's this afterlife, which you are convinced exists, and I am too. And we've got this creator. I mean, the whole plan is brilliant, isn't it?
It is. I mean, something that you and I, as smart as we are, George, we couldn't have figured out.
Or at least one of us is smart,
That's right. Well, you all know me. You're smart. But what I'm getting at is, you know, look at the the life review, for example. You go through this life, leading it forward as the actor or protagonist. Then, when you die, time stands still, and you see everything you've ever done in this holographic panorama in a timeless state. And everybody you see there in that review, you relive each action of your life through their perspective. So if you've been mean to somebody, you feel the sad feelings. Or if you've done a good thing to somebody, you feel the good feelings you brought about. So life is a two-phase process, right? First, we lead it forward as the actor. Then time stands still. Then we see the same thing from the perspective of the other characters. And who could have figured that out but God? Because, you know, we can only really come to understand the bad things we've done through other people if we see it through their eyes, right? I mean, it's an amazing educational plan. And, you know, and generally, God or Christ or whoever is there with people through this review, sort of pointing things out to them or asking probing questions. So it's, you know, one thing I've come to see about God is, you know, just a wonderful educator.
What do you think of reincarnation, Raymond?
Well, I tell you the truth, I've known some of the experts like Ian Stevenson, and I loved Ian dearly, and I talked to him, you know, frankly about this, but I don't think he had much of a critical judgment. Where I have come to on board with reincarnation is from my own kids. Like my little Native American daughter, George, back in 1981 or 82, I was sitting on my porch swing in Charlottesville, Virginia. I had two wonderful sons at that time who were, you know, 14 and 11. And I had always wanted a daughter, but my then wife had had trouble with the last pregnancy, so we knew it wasn't a good advisable for her to get pregnant again. So I had I had this daydream. I mean, it was literally a daydream. I didn't send it up as a prayer, but it was very heartfelt and deep. And I saw that. I thought, wouldn't it be great to adopt a Native American daughter? I don't know where that came from, but it was really, really a very deep feeling. And so, flash forward 19 years later, Cheryl and I were living in Las Vegas. I was a professor there, mm-hmm. and we had adopted a baby. And in 1996, 4 years before, I'd met this Blackfeet woman in New Mexico at a lecture, and she was kind of uncomfortable in standing up and going to the microphone to ask her questions. So Cheryl tapped me, and I just guided this wonderful woman up to the microphone and let her ask her question.
Made her feel comfortable.
4 years later, this woman just called me out of nowhere, and I said, I remember her cheerful voice. She says, "How are you doing?" And I said, "Oh, we're doing great. We adopted a baby a couple of years ago." And she said, "Oh, I wish so much I had known you were looking." And she said, "Because on the reservation, I work in the hospital." And she said, "And I'm the first person to know when we had needed we need an adoptive parent." So a few months later, he called back, and daughter is on her way. And
that's synchronicity again.
The advent. That was the advent of Carol Ann, who is one of the most amazing people I'd ever known. So when Carol Ann was 9, we were walking along our route. She, being a Blackfeet, she loves to go on long treks and collect little animals and such. So look at this old bridge about a mile from our house. We were sitting and talking, and all of a sudden she said, "I don't like this place," plainly referring to the world.
Wow.
And I said, "Huh?" And she said, "Yeah." You know, she said, and by the way, we're not religious. We never took these kids to religious things.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
They didn't know about my book or Life After Death. We don't talk. We talk about the phone bill.
They knew you as daddy, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so basically, I was so startled, and Carol said, "Yeah, you know, when you die, you just go up and you be with God, and he holds you up there till all the people you know have died, and then he sends you back as another person."
And this is coming from a 9-year-old, well, then.
Yeah. And I said, "Well, what makes you think that?" And she pointed inwardly, like behind her eyes with her fingertips on Bussa. And she said, "I just know in my mind." And she said, "Because I was with God and he pointed you out to me." And he said, you got to go down to be his daughter.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.